Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, gang, and of course, welcome to the first Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast of the week with me, your host, with the least hair. Yeah, had a haircut a couple of days ago. Oh, you look so much better and younger. Well, that's just your opinion. No, really, you do. You look amazing. Okay, well, let's not go on about it. It gets embarrassing. Now we start with, of course, the British and Irish Lions, who got their test tour of South Africa underway with a wonderful 22-17 victory over the Springboks in Cape Town. Oh, I thought they were playing South Africa, not the Springboks. You got that wrong. You look a bit of a... No, it is South Africa. Oh. In a moment, you'll hear the opinions of the former Lions, Ben Kay, James Haskell, and the British and Irish Lions captain, Alan Wynne-Jones. But first, this is how it all sounded on TalkSport.
Conor Murray passes it back to Stuart Hogg. Stuart Hogg whacks it into the stands, and that is it! The Lions will win the first test of the series against South Africa in Cape Town. Full time at Greenpoint Stadium, Cape Town. South Africa 17, British and Irish Lions 22.
You know, you want to win every game, whether it's domestic, international, Lions. We know what we've achieved today, but we also know what we haven't achieved. There's still plenty to do. This is a three-test series. Knowing the calibre of player and the attitude our opposition have, that's going to go through the roof next week. And, you know, we have to be better again. First and foremost, looking at ourselves, but also to deal with what we know is going to come next week.
The Lions rode their luck, didn't they? There were a couple of key decisions that went their way and a couple of spills when they were under real pressure. But if you look at the comparison between first half and second half, South Africa just stopped playing. And whether that's a fatigue thing because they haven't had the right sort of preparation, but the challenge that the Lions faced, they couldn't get any momentum in the game. And fair play, they came out in the second half and they started playing with tempo, and South Africa rocked back onto their heels. They couldn't get that dominant defence, and once the Lions got in front, they did a fantastic job of staying there.
We had some near misses. Let's not get carried away. We are very lucky to be in this position, and I think finally in that second half we showed a bit of game management, a bit of nous, but we've got to sort out some key moments, because in any other game on another day we could have got absolutely battered there a few times, because we just got cut open in defence, we lost the ball, we lost line outs. So lots of positives. South Africa will be better next game after this. They will have blown the cobwebs out again. Combinations will have played together that hadn't played. They'll understand the intensity. They'll look back at that game and exactly what Ben Kay said, that, you know, they stopped playing. This is a great start for the Lions, but lots to learn on both sides.
Now, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has put pen to paper over the weekend and signed a new contract that will keep him in charge at Old Trafford until nearly 8:30. No, that can't be right. Oh, I see. 2024. The news of Ole's contract came with quite a mixed response. TalkSport's Alex Crook and former West Ham striker Carlton Cole clashing over the news. Former Palace midfielder Darren Ambrose thinking pressure is on Solskjaer. And one Man United fan claiming it's a dark day for the club.
I'm not an Ole basher by any means stretch, but I look at him and I think, is he improving as a manager? Since he's been, when he took over as interim manager, has he improved? Would you say he's improved?
Yeah, but he shouldn't be learning on the job at Manchester United.
Well, he is.
It's not work experience.
Well, this is the...
Darren Ambrose has got better, but we won't give him the job. This is the position
you find yourselves in as a Man United fan. Is he improving? And I'm just asking you...
Is he improving enough to win a trophy? No.
How long do you think it's going to take for him to win a trophy at the rate he's going of improvement?
I can't see him winning a trophy. I think he'll come up short.
In the next 3 years?
I think he'll come up short.
He will win a trophy. He's been close. He was close last year. He will. If you give him another 2 years, If it's not this year, it'll be the year after that. Trust me, you'll win the trophy.
Give him another 2 years, says Carlton Cole. Too nice.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, but I'm just looking at the pros and cons.
This is a shocking decision. Ollie's not the right man. He hasn't been from the day he walked in. Should have just been a caretaker only. This is not good. We are now doomed for another 3 years of no trophies, terrible football. Right, everyone seems to have short memories, the Ollie-ins. The football we played last year was awful. Even games we won, most of the time it was lucky. It was an own goal we got in the last minute, you know, which we didn't deserve, or a lucky penalty in the last minute, which we didn't deserve. But Ollie gets his decisions wrong, makes the same mistakes time and time again. He doesn't learn.
Now they've backed Ollie, now the pressure's on, I feel. I think last season it wasn't a lot of pressure in particular, but now there'll be pressure. If they can get the other couple of players that we've mentioned, is he expected to at least challenge Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, who are going to be the main front runners, in my opinion? Yes, he needs to.
Sticking with Manchester United, and another man who's been making the headlines over the last few days is Paul Pogba. The 2018 World Cup winner has been linked to a move to Paris Saint-Germain this summer, with just 1 year left on his contract. Tony Cascarino gives his thoughts on the French playmaker, but first it's United legend Teddy Sheringham.
He signed for Manchester United for four years, I think it was, maybe 5 years. You honour that contract. You know, foreign players are quite happy to honour their contract and leave and have their careers mapped out, and they want to go and play in France or whatever, or Italy. You know, with English players, it's a little bit harder. If you sign and then you let your contract run down, everyone's like, oh, you can't do that. But, you know, if he's honoured his contract, Manchester United won't get any money for him at the end of next season, which is why they talk again now that they need to cash in on him. But, you know, he's honoured his contract. He signed a 4 or 5 year contract, and he'll be coming to the end of it next year. So what's his decision from there?
I mean, he's had some really good moments in United shirt, and I do think he's a terrific player. I'm just not really convinced that he's actually wanted to be at Manchester United to the levels you need to be. And I think sometimes you can suffer with performance if you don't 100% be committed to a footballer. Even though he signed a 5 year, 6 year deal, you know, in 16, it feels like he's sort of been wanting to go for three of them years.
Now the 2020 Olympics are officially underway in Tokyo, with Britain already getting their hands on some medals in the Japanese capital. Bradley Sindin gives his reaction after being awarded a silver medal for his efforts in Taekwondo, and women's judo star Chelsea Giles shares her delight as she was the first Briton to win a medal in Tokyo.
I'm very happy to bring home the first medal for Great Britain. I'm honoured to be able to share the podium with these athletes. Today's medal was really special. Obviously, everyone is going for gold, but to be wearing this bronze medal around my neck is a very, very proud moment. The last few years have been difficult, especially last year, but I hope I've made my family proud, and I can't wait to go back and see them.
Obviously, I'm gutted losing right at the end, but it's one of them things what happens in sport. There's times where I've won the fight right in the final seconds, so you've got to take the swings and roundabouts, wins and losses, and every time you perform, put that into the next time to improve, so on, and take that into this next cycle. There's 3 years until Paris, and I'm hoping to do one better and bring that gold home. After a while, we'll get over it and realise of what I've actually done and what I've achieved in this last 5 years. So it's all, everything's a learning curve, what you've got to take forward, and that's what I will be doing.
Now, it was a big weekend of boxing action as TalkSport brought you Fight Night Live. Unbeaten heavyweight Joseph Joyce was back in action and took his record to 13-0 after beating Carlos Takam. The fight ended in the sixth round by TKO, or technical knockout, in case you didn't know, to Takam's frustration. Not he didn't know, he was just a bit frustrated that the fight was stopped. Anyway, both TalkSport pundit Spencer Oliver and Joyce's manager Frank Warren believe the referee made the right call to stop the fight when he did.
His 13th fight, and I don't think you're going to change his style at all. You know, he takes shots, he's a tough guy, he's got a very good chin, he's got a great ticker, And at the end of the day, he just, you know, he absorbed it and absorbed it. And the way he came out in the sixth round, I mean, he absolutely blasted him. And the referee was right to stop it. You know, I can understand why they're complaining, but if your man's not throwing punches back, then the referee has a duty to stop the fight, and he'd done exactly the right thing.
I think that was a fair stoppage. We saw the head bouncing back, no answer, no answer, no answer. I'm the referee, I'm thinking, right, I'd rather be 10 seconds too early than 10 seconds too late. You know, the referee's got a job to do. We was in a situation there where Joyce was throwing loads of shots, Tackham was not answering. The referee's got a job to do. For me, I thought the stoppage was spot on.
Back to the footballing world now, and Harold Kane's future still continues to dominate conversation everywhere you go. It was claimed on Friday that Harry Kane was poised to a £160 million move to Man City this summer, but those claims were quickly shut down by both Man City and Spurs. No, 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 they said. With Kane's potential Tottenham exit looming, Spurs fan DJ Majestic, nothing to do with the wine company, questioned whether Kane is actually world class.
Even as a Spurs fan, and I put this as a disclaimer, I love Harry Kane. If he leaves us, he's always going to be a legend and he's going to break my heart, but I'll still love him. Is he world class? Euro final, didn't register a shot. Champions League final, didn't turn up. Semi-final of the World Cup. The big, big moments, yeah? Didier Drogba won Chelsea the Champions League on his own.
Yeah,
2012. You go back to the original R9 Ronaldo, who had the best boots of all time, right? He individually won things for his country and his clubs he played at. To be world class, do you have to be that guy that can completely, in the biggest moment, on the biggest stage, change a game?
But that's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care. I'm back on Drive today at 4 p.m. alongside Goffy, so join me for that one. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.